McFadden. Great buzz about the town tonight. It's a fantastic night.
Brilliant. Great to see you, like, you know.
Yeah.
Especially for Shamie. They're young. Young for the start of us in Canada. Maybe 15 or 16.
Yeah.
They end up captain Ireland. Whoever thought that would be 10 years ago.
Do you remember him playing for the club as a young fella?
I remember started playing with the reserves. I mean, in Young Knocker and them boys. And they came into the reserves. Then they went into the senior team. Yeah. And they were a great attitude.
Yeah.
You know.
And even after all that he's achieved within the game, Hugh, he still talks about St. Catharines.
Oh,
that means
time.
A lot to him.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Oh, St. Catharines is probably the number one. Like, you know, that's it. Every time he comes home there, if it's a weekend off, you see him up. If they're playing Sundays up there in Emerald, he'll be there.
Yeah.
And the one time he's home in Everton. He's a great ambassador for the club, like, you know.
Paul Higgerty, great night tonight.
Oh, good night, good night. Great time for Gilly Beggs. That, like, great to see young and old, like, out, like, in that. I says, and the lad that's involved, he's just a credit to town. Big time. I says, he worked here for the soccer and the Gaelic, like, in that, and everyone. And even all the young ones now looking up to him, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? The young people just have that hero now to look up to and call him one of their own.
He's a massive figurehead, like, in that, and what's just a gentleman. I was involved in, like, when he was under 10, like, and that, and I says he was one of the easiest young lads ever to speak to, and that, like, and he was taking everything aboard, and it proves to this day just how he just worked very hard, and it just shows you.
Yeah, and those that would know him and would remember him as a young fella would always suggest that he had the right attitude to make it in the game.
Oh, most certainly, that, like, for he was very, you would never to check him, you tell him once, he knew what to do. You never to go back and check if you never hear a bad word from or complain about having to do a run or a sprint or having to do 20 press-ups. It was done, like, and that was Shamie down and down.
Christopher Gillespie, you're here tonight to see your hero, Shamie Coleman.
Yeah.
Looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah. Oh, so forward looking him.
And tell me, you're wearing the St. Catharines colours. What team do you play for?
St. Catharines.
Under?
12.
And what position do you play?
Off front. Striker.
Striker. And did you have a good season?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm sure you're still playing this season, are you?
Yeah, I'm still playing.
So looking forward to tonight to meet Shamie, and it's a big crowd here. Great excitement.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him.
Right, and you're here with your mum and dad as well?
Yeah.
And your wee sister?
Yeah.
Right, what's her name?
Devla.
And you're looking forward to seeing Shamie?
Yeah.
What about mum? Great night for Killy Biggs.
Brilliant night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the football. I hoped Ireland could get through the round of 16, but Pogba was just a diver.
And tell me, did you enjoy the game yesterday? Up until France scored, it was looking good?
Yeah, they played first and played good in the first half, but they got sloppy in the second half.
What team do you support?
Ireland, Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
But that's...
I like Everton as well.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Park, great night in Killy Biggs.
Best ever I came across in my life, yeah.
He's done you as proud?
He's done us proud this last, since he joined Everton.
He has. Yeah. And it's nights like this that they're so special. I mean, the whole county, it's been a proud couple of weeks for us.
It's been unbelievable. Kept everybody happy, kept everybody on their toes, kept everybody just... Really happy.
And you saw the emotion on his face yesterday.
It'll break your heart to see the front page of the Irish Independent this morning, to see the photograph of him, you know. Just shows how much he was into his country and into his club and everything else.
Yeah, because he's such a quiet fella, but he's obviously passionate as well.
Yeah. Very good to our local clubs and gatherings and everything else. Unbelievable ambassador for our town.
Because he hasn't forgotten his roots, has he?
Unbelievable. Being the St. Catharines and the GA club, and he just knows where he comes from. We're all neighbours, you know, what him and everything else. And he's just, if you could describe a perfect gentleman, that's the way it is. Seamus Coleman would be the man.
Well, he still has plenty of years left in him, and I mean, the suggestion now is that the Irish captaincy might be his to keep.
Well, it's looking like that, hopefully, yeah, because I'd say John Joe O'Shea is an honest enough man, do you can see the achievement that Shamie had, the motivation he gave to his players and everything else.
Yeah.
When they got into the huddle and all that, I thought he was brilliant, motivating the players.
Yeah. And yourself, your own name?
Jim Murren.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
Great night for the town.
Oh, unbelievable. It's unreal, isn't it? But he's such a modest man. And he's, you know, when he comes back here, he just is one of the boys, and he goes around with all his own age group. And the kids just adore him. And he stops to speak to everybody, kicks ball with all the kids. Up in his, where he came from, up in Cummins Hill. He is the best It's unbelievable now. He's such a modest guy.
And I think it's great that you know, the local people got together and organised this homecoming celebration. That's a great way to mark what he's achieved over the last couple of weeks.
Ah, well, God, look at Kenny Beggs, adore him now. Yeah. You know, he's one in a million now. Like, he'll never be forgotten.
No. Yeah.
And like, Kenny Beggs is a nice wee soccer town too, you know.
It is.
And,
a fantastic tradition.
Ah, fantastic. So it goes back so far, you know, it's unreal.
Yeah.
We had a few good players coming up, but nothing to touch Jimmy, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure a few good battles over the years with other clubs in the county.
That's true, yeah. Oh, no, I must say, yeah. Yeah, but we had Declan Boyle and we had Sean Kelly there, who's playing with Limerick. And we were very lucky, you know, down through the years with Porrick's son there, who plays managing St. Catharines now. And we're very lucky on the soccer side of it. But now this is just unbelievable. This is what history's wrote about, isn't it?
It is.